right, let's go. Hour number two, Wednesday edition. Blake Ruffino. Adam tells me they're chasing. You got him? Okay, there he is. Blake Ruffino is with us. And let's just start where we should be starting, and that would be the baseball search for LSU. Where is that at?
Bill, this has been a very tough one. A lot of people nationally and locally have said that Mike Bianco, the coach at Ole Miss, looks to be the next head coach at LSU. Bill, I don't know about that one. I'm not saying he won't be. What I will tell you at 7 o'clock this morning is that he has not formally been given an offer. Cliff Godwin is another guy who's been at LSU, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and other places that his name has brought up. But there was a lot of smoke nationally that then trickled down to Baton Rouge about Mike Bianco. Bill, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not saying that they can't get a deal done today. I'm not saying that, but there does feel to be a power struggle. Skip Bertman and his former players want Mike Bianco, and Scott Woodward is kind of feels to me that he's starting to stand his ground and saying, this is my hire, this isn't yours. I did have somebody in the athletic department, as we've talked about in the last two shows, told me that they're still doing interviews and no decision has been made. So, Bill, there's a multitude of things going on here. Right hand not telling the left hand what's going on. I'm going to stick with the 80s office for the current moment, but I still wouldn't be surprised if Mike took a job. But it does feel like he hasn't been officially been given the offer from LSU yet.
Just to make sure I'm understanding this, are you telling me that Skip Bertman and Scott Woodward are not on the same page?
Bill, I'm trying to get this one down, Pat. It feels that way. It feels that way right now. Because I've talked to multiple former players that played under Skip Bertman. I've talked to people around Skip, and it seems as if he is pushing for his former player, Mike Bianco.
Right.
But there does seem to be a little bit of a narrative now coming out of the AD's office that this is my hire, and you should have hired Mike Bianco when you hired Paul Menary if you wanted him so bad. It's a very interesting scenario that we've had brewing over the last 24 hours. Again, I'm not saying Mike Bianco won't get the job or he won't take the job. I'm just telling you right now, there seems to be a little in-house fighting.
Well, LSU is nothing without a good snit. We all know that, right?
I mean, Bill, the truth is that these Cajuns and Coonasses, they got to fight so then they can make up by eating gumbo. That's all that this is. Which I love the gumbo. You know, I love everybody arguing. That means I get to eat more gumbo, you know?
Man. Now I know, I don't keep up with the baseball, the former players like you do, but Todd Walker's been pretty vocal, has he not?
Yeah, Bill, and you know what the first thing I thought about when he said that yesterday on the radio and multiple – and he kind of retracted it. He didn't necessarily retract it. He kind of backed down after it kind of went nuclear on him about being the next hitting coach at LSU. Bill, this feels like to me in 2016 when Lane Kiffin called former athletic director at LSU, Joe Oliva, and said, hey, I'm coming to be the offensive coordinator. If you hire Ed Orgeron, I'm going to be the next OC. And then they hire Ed, and then Lane's just never there. I think what they're trying to do and what Skip is trying to do behind the scenes is get guys like Ty Walker to come in and say, hey, I want to be the hitting coach. Which then what happened yesterday is the fan base got all excited. Oh, Ty Walker's going to be the hitting coach. And then let's get Ben McDonald's pitching coach. Bill, I love Ty Walker. Known Todd since I was 8 years old. He did a hitting clinic, known him for a very long time. I've talked to him. And to me, this just kind of feels like they're trying to push something. And I don't know how good Todd would be as a hitting coach. He's never recruited. He's never coached. He coached high school for a couple of seasons. That's about it. So if that warrants him being the next hitting coach at LSU, then so be it. But we'll just have to wait and see. But it does feel like that Ed Orgeron, Lane Kiffin deal in 16, if you ask me.
If it's not Mike Bianco, is it clearly Cliff Godwin, or is there somebody we don't know about?
Bill, I was told that they have four. I was told a couple days ago that they have four interviews that they have to continue to do. And one of them will go on today. I do think that Cliff Godwin's in the mix. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Bill, I think that there might be a Tennessee coach, and I don't know which one yet, that he really likes. I don't know that yet. There's a lot of chatter, but nothing being confirmed. He wants to do his due diligence on this LSU baseball hire, meaning Scott Woolard. Heathner, out at Dallas Baptist is a guy that his name has come up. I just don't think that Scott Woolard is done with this as it has felt from a national perspective.
Very interesting. Well, we'll see how this thing ends up at LSU. And again, maybe it's Mike Bianco, maybe it's not. We'll have to see how. Do you think we'll have something by Friday?
Bill, if we don't have it, no, I don't know. that's the crazy thing. I wish I could give you more, but I don't know. What I feel, Bill, if they don't have something by Thursday or Friday, that means that his coach and the coach they want is still in Omaha or is going into Omaha. Bill, what's the rush? You know,
true.
Recruits are signed, so I don't know really what the rush is on this one. But I don't know. Bill, we will have an announcement if it's Cliff Godwin or Mike Bianco before Thursday. If it's not them, it's going to go into this because the coach is in the Super Regional. I mean, in the Omaha. I said Super Regional. Excuse me.
By the way, who do you like now that Arkansas is eliminated? Who do you like in Omaha to win it all?
I think it's tough for me not to pick Vanderbilt. Bill, I really like Stanford. If we're being honest, I think that they can pitch. I think that they can hit. They're really good at fielding the ball. They got speed. I like Stanford. To me, feels like a really solid and good team. But I think it's hard to pick against Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter. I don't think Mississippi State has a shot because I just don't think that they have the talent right now. I think they got some good pitching, just not the talent. NC State, that Cinderella story. Hey, Bill, UCF, the UCF of football got into the Omaha. Right. I shouldn't say that when teams like Coastal Carolina got into that won a natty. I really like Vanderbilt. Look, Tennessee to me feels, you know, after playing them last weekend, but, Bill, I think the team that no one talks about is Arizona and the way that they hit. The two teams out west I think are really good. And nobody talks about them, and that is Arizona and Stanford. So it would not shock me in the slightest if one of those two teams will wind up winning or get there with Vandy.
Blake Ruffino, a couple of seconds here left. Is there any football news worthy here of mentioning?
Yeah, Arch Manning was on campus yesterday, Bill. They tried to keep it as quiet as they could because, you know, as soon as he was there, Cooper, Ed, Archie, we're getting a lot of phone calls from local media about his visit at LSU. He's been there multiple times, but Bill, recruiting's kind of taking off. They're really doing good, and they might have some offensive linemen pop within the next, I'd say, month or so. You know, Emory Jones looked really well, the guard out of Catholic, and Fitzgerald. I think that there's two. They could have another center and guard that commit to this class and would really start to solidify a school and a team that doesn't do good in offensive O-line recruiting. So that is what's going on, and we'll see with Arch Manning. Bill, again, I don't think he's coming. I do think he did show you very quickly. I think he showed you his order. Okay, I think it's Clemson, Texas, and LSU right now. I think he showed you his order in the way that he took the visits.
Tell everybody how they could get your content.
I appreciate it, Bill. AYS Sports across the board. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're only like, I think, eight subscribers away from being to 1,000. It's really cool. And so just go subscribe there, AYS Sports on YouTube. Bill, I really appreciate you having me and talking some baseball.
We'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Blake Ruffino probably would not spend that much time anywhere, any other time, on a baseball search if it wasn't LSU. LSU is the baseball mecca. That doesn't mean they're the best program right now. They're not the best program right now. They're not really close to being the best program now. It's the mecca, though, of college baseball. It can return very rapidly to that perch with the right hire. Again, this whole thing, y'all, whatever sport we're talking, is pretty easy as long as you get the hire right. Have I made this simplistic enough for everybody? If you get the hire right, all the other stuff, the recruiting, the day-to-day ops, the day-to-day grind, the long hours, the headaches, the aspirin, all of that takes care of itself if you get the hire right. It's all you got to do. Most of the time, people don't get the hire right. That's the problem. It sounds simplistic. It's easy to wordsmith and make simplistic. It's not all that easy to do. Simple formula, y'all. All right, we'll get the break. We're clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.